So just by the mail piled up by the door, he hasn't been here for a couple days.
Found anxiety meds in the bathroom. Doesn't look like he's been taking them.
He needs them. I saw serious combat in Afghanistan based on his records.
You're gonna like his taste in wallpaper. Legal filings from his hearings and appeals.
Diagrams of the shooting that cost him his job. Where's the gun? He was trying to prove his innocence.
No local family, no real friends, no girlfriend.
LAPD was all he had. So when his appeals were rejected 6 months ago, he really did lose everything.
Stopped taking his meds, his rational thinking was thrown off. Jimmy became the target of his anger and frustration. He wants revenge.
Not revenge. Revenge is about damaging the enemy. This is resentful stalking. He needs retribution against Jimmy for firing him, but he also needs to prove his righteousness.
But resentful stalkers rarely turn to violence.
Listen to a new guy. He read the manual.
Yeah, but this guy's a soldier. Violence is in his nature. After his appeals were rejected, he probably thought, you know, he needed to escalate to regain some power or control in his life.
Guys, you can see this.
SID, just unlock, please.
Silas was getting ready for war.
But why target Jimmy's loved ones?
Jimmy took away the thing that Silas valued most. His job, his identity. So he's taking from Jimmy what he values most. Kara, Jesse, and Frank. The photos he saw every time he went into Jimmy's office.
He must have thought about it over and over and over 1,000 times, fantasized until it wasn't enough. He had to make it real. He planned and stalked meticulously over these last 6 months.
And decided to turn Kara's wedding into Jimmy's day of reckoning.